Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Surviving Grief. And as always, thank you all for tuning in and listening. I really appreciate it. Today's episode is, does it really get better? I named my episode that today, I guess, because of, you know, this mental space I'm in today. You know, I think when, you know, when life is life and we're going through, we try to remain, you know, hopeful and, you know, keep your chin up, stay prayed up, you know, just trying to get through. And, you know, I make it my business to be in God's house. I do those things because, you know, it's my reasonable service, but, you know, also to, you know, strengthen me in the areas of my life where I'm weak. But I also realize that, you know, it doesn't always help. You know, if I'm being honest, it doesn't always help. And I say that because, you know, like today, I just feel like, God, like, you know, where are you? Like, you know, when is enough going to be enough? Like, I'm tired. Like, and I, you know, is this ever going to get any better? You know, still no job, you know, and I'm just tired, you know, and I'm always honest with myself. You know, I don't care how much I praise the Lord in church. And, you know, when I feel the way I feel, you know, that's the way I feel, you know. And, you know, I just feel like I've been in this sunken place for too long. And I'm, you know, I've been without work over a year, and I've been applying, I've been interview after interview, and it's just really disheartening, you know. And I got, you know, grandkids to take care of, and, you know, keeping a roof over our head and other things. And I just, you know, there are times I try my hardest. And, you know, I heard T.D. Jakes preach a message one day, and the title of his message was "When Faith Doesn't Work." What do you do when faith doesn't work? And, you know, it was a long time ago, but I thought about that today, and I'm said to myself, like, you know, my faith is not the greatest. You know, I'm trying to, you know, build my faith, but, you know, when you're trying to believe and nothing's happening, and, you know, it can make you discouraged. And I'm like, okay, you know, what do you do when your faith doesn't work? You know, I guess you keep on believing, but, you know, believing with no results is very, you know, disheartening. And, you know, I know that God does, you know, all things in his timing. I get all of that, but it has taken me to, you know, I just hate where I'm at. I just hate the space that I'm in. And I, you know, I do, you know, like, God, I don't know how much more I can bear. Like, it's a lot. And I'm, you know, I'm trying. You know, I'm trying to keep a smile on my face. I'm trying to, you know, stay uplifted, you know, encourage somebody else. And, you know, I'm really trying. But, you know, today, you know, it started, you know, like last night. I, you know, was missing my baby, and I, you know, cried, and I got sad, and I just, you know, and, you know, I thought of looking at her pictures, and I thought about everything and everything that I got going on, and and so many other people got life going on. And I just, I do like, God, where are you? Because I'm barely holding on. And I'm sad. Like, I just want you to come see about me. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot, and I'm very tired. Like, I'm very tired. I'm barely holding on, and I just, want to be that person, that strong person, and not for anybody else, just for me. I want to be able to just thrive and just, be the person that I know I can be, or I'm meant to be. And I don't have any other word for it other than I am tired. Like, I'm tired, and I'm trying not to lose hope. And it's, I try to do everything I can to, distract myself from life and everything that I got going on. I have a broken heart. I have grief from losing my child. I don't have a job, and I got kids to take care of. And I'm like, God, can you come and just do anything, something for me, like right now? And I'm just so tired. Like, I try not to become withdrawn, because I know when I become withdrawn and retreat into myself, it leaves me in a, a bad place, a dark place, and I try not to do that. And I also don't want to bother anybody either, because it's a lot for me, and I don't want to burden anybody else with the weight of what I've got going on. Because I know, people, their situation might not be mine's, and vice versa, but people got life going on. And, I know God has given me, my people, but still, I don't want to lay that weight on them all the time. So a lot of times I just, suffer in silence, because, I got to get through this some way, somehow. And, today is just one of those days, and I try to be, happy, and we had an amazing time at church. And I always try to, be focused when I'm in church and into the word, because I want that to carry me through the week. I can go back, and resonate on the word, and Evangelist Valerie Brown, she preached, yes, Lord. And, I know sometimes in life, because we're human and we want things, our way. And, God is just sometimes just want a simple yes, from us. Yes, Lord, I surrender. And, I know that, sometimes we're in a space where, we're doing us and, God waits for us. And then, when we get in the thick of things, now God's like, I waited on you. Now you got to wait on me. And sometimes I feel like that's the space I'm in. And, I can fully take accountability, for, not listening to, God when he asked me to do things and, I was trying to sway him my way. And, I can fully take accountability for, those things. And we sometimes we had those woulda, shoulda, coulda moments. If I could change things, if I could go back, I think everybody has, dealt with that in some way, shape, form, or fashion in their lives. And I am no different. God, if I would have listened, maybe this wouldn't happen. Maybe I would have been here. Maybe, 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 maybe. And I feel like, okay, God, I've had enough. Like, I'm tired. Like, I gotta survive. I'm not only, naturally, but I just feel like, a failure. I feel like I'm failing at life in general. I show up, where I'm needed, but I just feel like I feel like I'm failing. I feel like I failed myself. I feel like I can't go to the left. I can't go to the right. I'm stuck and I'm tired. And I feel like, God, if you don't come soon, I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to survive this. I'm just tired. I don't want to hurt no more. And it's a lot. It's too much. Some days I'm angry. Some days I'm, just fighting, to be okay. And I'm tired of fighting to just exist and be okay and survive without a job and without the money I need to survive, And, I find myself sometimes begging God to just, like, where are you? Like, when are you coming to see about me? Like, I don't know, y'all. I just don't know. I just know that I'm trying to keep myself up out of this dark place, And if you've never had to fight for your existence, fight to remain here on earth, then you have no clue of how I feel or, what I'm talking about. And I, honestly can't make anybody understand, you know, the mental space that I'm in, and I just I don't know. And I really wasn't going to do a podcast today, but I tell myself that, you know, you gotta keep going. You gotta show up. You gotta get up. You know, even if you don't do anything that day, you just gotta get up. You gotta show up for you. And I'm finding that hard to do. And again, in my whole life, my 53 years of living, this has been one of the hardest seasons of my life. Like, I've never, you know, experienced so much pain at once. You know, we go through life and, you know, of course we get hurt, you know, life happens. But, like, I feel like I've experienced this so much at the same time. And, you know, you gotta navigate different emotions for each event. You know, if they come one at a time, then you can, you know, possibly. But I've been doing this like for over a year now, and I'm just like I just want God to just do something for me, because I don't know. I really don't know. Just know I'm tired. And I don't know. And I try my best. And yeah, I'm trying. That's all I can do. And it's all I know to do, you know? I'm believing. I'm trying to have faith. And, you know, I get up and I'm like, okay, Cheryl, today may just be a day that, you know, God gives you your aha moment, and you know it all makes sense today. You know, I go to bed and I get up and try it again, and you know, okay, Cheryl, let's do it again tomorrow. You know, you can't give up, because tomorrow may be that day. You know, and I often tell myself, you know, that I'm nosy. You know, I want to see what God is going to do, but I'm so tired. Like, I'm tired. Like, and I don't know. I just don't know. Like, has it, you know, like, God, have you forgotten me? Like, I'm here and I'm trying to hold on to God. I need you. I just feel like a failure. I just feel like I've done nothing with my life, and I know what's in me, you know. You know, there's been times that, you know, I just wanted, you know, to show God that He could trust me, you know, and that I was going to show up for whatever. And, like, I'm just, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm trying to hold on to the promises of God. And there's that one part of me that believes that, he has so much in store for me. But there's that part of me that, I'm trying it and nothing's happening. And I don't want to let nobody down. I don't want to let God down. Or, I don't want to let myself down. And I'm just trying, I'm just trying. And I promise you that I'm doing everything I can, to hold on, to hold on. I'm doing everything I can. And it doesn't seem like things are getting any better. I'm trying. I'm sorry, that I had my moments, and I'm just, I just want God to please come see about me and just give me something to something, a little win. I just need something. I'm sorry, guys. I just, I get up. I'm trying, and it hasn't been easy. Things haven't been easy. I try to, live a life, a respectable life, especially in front of my granddaughters. And, I don't like, for them to see me, upset or, down, because, they lost their mom, and I try to be strong for them, because they go through too, my children that lost their sibling, and I try my best, but it's not always easy, So I try to hold myself together, I try not to fall apart. I can't layer, I gotta keep getting up. Just wanna show up for me, Just that's all I wanna do is just show up for me. Anyway, guys, I, keep me in your prayers and just, I gotta make it. I know I have a choice and I want to make it, I got dreams, I got goals and aspirations that, I want to see come to pass, And I know I can do this, I can't do it without God's help, I'm just tired, and I appreciate you guys joining me today on, my podcast and being with me on this journey, It has been a long way. And I do. I fight every day to make it. Today is no different. And neither will tomorrow be. And keep me in prayers. I'll keep you in my prayers. And until next time, guys, have a good week ahead. And love on yourself a little bit more every day. Because you owe yourself that. And I love you guys. And again, I appreciate everything.